The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this country stronger. There's a theme for the day. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I'm sitting at my desk at home next to a beautiful bouquet of freshly cut flowers that I received from a women's retreat that I spoke at in Michigan a few weeks ago. And I am sitting next to my sister, Courtney Coughlin, who also has a beautiful arrangement of fresh cut flowers in the screen. You might also notice that Courtney and I are wearing matching shirts quite by accident. I guess that's what happens when you have two younger sisters and your sister owns a boutique. You shop at the same places, you wear the same clothes. And so Courtney and I are matching flowers, great sweatshirts from ccxo.com, and very excited to visit with my sister, Courtney Coughlin, today on the show. So Courtney, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. We should do this more often.
Well, it's a nearly impossible task to get you on the horn and me on the horn at the same time because we are both busy mothers of four children. We both own multiple businesses and life is just chaotic. So this is going to be a fun episode, just chatting with my sister and listening to Mr. James in the background. So
he's got a lot to say over here too.
I see this. Full disclosure, this is our like third attempt at recording this because James has a lot to say and it's going to be great. That's mom life. That's entrepreneurship life in a nutshell. When you are a working mom and you're trying to be a wonderful wife, mother, and business owner all at the same time, usually that looks like chaos, but it's good chaos. It's a blessed chaos.
What's that saying? Go cattle, kids, and chaos.
That's right. And in your case, it's cut flowers, kids, and chaos. But yes. Courtney, tell us a little bit about your businesses that you own today. And then we're going to take it back to the OGs. Some of the OG listeners are definitely going to
goodness, the OG days.
Yes.
So right now I'm still doing what I did back in the OG days, but we've really progressed. I still own my online boutique that offers clothes, jewelry, accessories, shoes. We've expanded into gift items, and that has just been really fun and has definitely had its challenges over the years as I navigate, you know, being pregnant and being a new mom and homeschooling kids now. I have two of my four kids are learning, but we're still doing the boutique thing and we really enjoy serving our community and all of our customers throughout the U.S.
Yes. So you have other businesses as well. Tell us about Red Aspen. Tell us about the cut floral business. Like, what don't you do?
Sure. So we're on year four of our cut flower business, which I kind of just dove right in. It became a passion project of mine, and I didn't really think I would turn it into a business, but very quickly in that first year, I was like, this is fun. Let's do it. And it's something that my husband and I can do along with our kids. It's a great chore for them. It's a great learning experience in our homeschool classroom as we do all the seed starting together, and then the kids get to help nurture those little baby seeds and then help transplant them out into the garden. So there's a lot of opportunities for teaching our kids about business from start to finish, from harvesting, marketing the flowers, selling the flowers to our customers. Really start to finish, there's a learning opportunity. So we really enjoy having a business that we really can do as a family. And that's just expanded every year. Just last year, we started doing subscriptions. So we offer those to our local people. I get asked a lot if we ship flowers, and I would love to ship you flowers, but that is just like not in our wheelhouse right now. Maybe someday, never say never. But so that's been a really fun way to incorporate our kids and offer another thing for our community, something that people really lean into, that like farm to table, you know, lifestyle. Homegrown flowers are just something people, you know, it's not a necessity in your everyday life, but don't these blooms just like perk up your day? So it's one of those things that we can guarantee a smile on your face, because who doesn't love to be thought of, you know? Mm-hmm. And then red aspen is something I never had plans to do. And I was approached about these press-on nails. If you don't know, press-on nails are what Red Aspen is all about, but they offer makeup and skincare, self-tanning, all the things, you know, as us women, we use every day, right? So fast forward 5 years later, and I'm still slinging makeup and nails to my gal pals. And it's just really fun. That business feels very much just for me. It's, you know, something I'm doing every day. It helps me take care of myself. And really, it helps me help other women feel confident and beautiful, which really all of my businesses really tie together. We've got the clothes, that feel good outfit, the nails, or that perfect mascara, or that shade of lip gloss that helps you feel just a little more put together and confident, and then top it off with a fresh bouquet, and you're going to be a new woman leaving the Coughlin house.
Courtney is the sweet Knowles sister. She's the best. So if you guys don't know, you know, I'm working in the cattle business. I'm slinging steaks and selling bowls and going to speeches. And Courtney quite literally makes sure that I'm presentable, put together, and like back in one sane piece every time I come back home from the road. So CCXO dresses me. Red Aspen gives me all my makeup and nails. And quite frankly, I've tested these nails. I have pulled calves. I have scooped manure. I have done the cowgirl thing.
I was just going to say, you go from the cattle barn to the speech stage, and they hold up through it all.
They really do. And I'm a tomboy. So like
aren't we both tomboys? That's how we grew up.
I think so. But yeah, if they can work for me, they can work for anybody. So I'm like a huge fan of the Red Aspen. And then the cut flower business, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I'm selling steaks that makes people smile. You're selling flowers that make people smile. But like, the theme is, to me, it's all connected to agriculture, and it's all connected to entrepreneurship. And that's really what this show is about. Is my goal in my speeches and in this podcast is to inspire people to create new pathways to profitability, to diversify their farm enterprises, to maximize every acre and every animal that they own, and create these opportunities where maybe their kids and grandkids could reasonably and realistically look at rural America as the place to set up shop, to start businesses, to raise their families, to raise their kids up in a church and in a community that they care about, with family all around. And to me, you are a great example of that. So if folks don't know, there's three of us Knowles sisters. So my maiden name was Knowles. So it was myself, Courtney, and our younger sister, Kaylee. We're all entrepreneurs, and we all live within, you know, 10 miles of the family farm where we grew up. So right, that whole mentality of being around a culture of family and faith, but then also creating these business opportunities, because for some reason we all are a little bit adverse to having bosses and real jobs. But
don't you think that seed was planted in us, like seeing dad sell bulls, private treaty, and like the way he took care of his customers, like that seed was planted at such a young age. And I see it in my kids, and I see it in your kids. It's kind of fun to see like their passions start to thrive off of what they see us doing. Isla, one of my middle daughters, she wants to be a photographer. She wants to take pictures of families. She wants to take pictures of flowers. Like, she saw the flower business and is like picking little pieces that she wants to do. Holly wants to be the flower farmer. So like, who knows, maybe this little thing will turn into something bigger. I see that with your kids as well. The little things that they've picked up on that they want to take from the farm and expand on. And isn't that what, you know, family business is all about? We can't all do that one thing, but we can expand the operation.
Right. Yeah. Like, Thorne wants to be an auctioneer because he thinks that's the cool part of the cattle business.
And that ties right into the farm.
Right. Scarlett, she wants to be the cowgirl. And she's figured out after having our first bull sale that, like, oh, I don't really want heifers. I want bulls because I want to sell bulls. Like, she's hooked like her mother.
She is the top cowgirl.
She is. She was critiquing Tyler's breeding decisions last night on some of the cows. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to let you handle this, Tyler. It's all you. But I was like, that is little Amanda in a nutshell following dad around trying to sell and raise bulls. I think, like you said about dad, like what we learned from being in the cattle business and growing up on a farm is we learned a massive amount of work ethic. Like, mm-hmm. we worked.
Communication,
that your word is your bond, and like standing behind your product. And like, if you have a customer that's not happy, you make
take care of them, right? I peddle a perishable product. I can't guarantee the weather is always great or the flowers won't wilt before they're supposed to. That's just kind of nature. But it's the same thing with cattle. Like, you can't, there's some things you just can't control, but we honor our word. And I mean, honestly, the number one thing in business really is take care of your people.
Yep. And it really is a people business. If you build a community, you tell your story, you market your product, and good people will come your way.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus. With its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract, BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at BioReg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
I feel like we could really dive into some business topics here, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for, because you have a lot of people that look up to you. You started this business in high school. So it's ironic that we're visiting, because I'm getting ready to fly out to the Utah FFA convention. And I'm speaking there about careers in agriculture and the leadership contests in FFA and, you know, ways that I can help these young people find their path in agriculture. And you and I were both FFA members, both competed in the speaking contests and other contests. And one of the contests you did was floriculture. So it's ironic. I'm sure like 16-year-old you wouldn't have envisioned that you would have a cut flower business today. But maybe talk a little bit about that kind of evolution of how you got interested in the floral game and, you know, where it's led you today.
Definitely. So yeah, floriculture, that was such a fun experience. FFA all around was such a fun experience growing up. And I feel like in the moment you enjoy it and you're experiencing it, but it's later in life that you get those like aha moments where you're like, this happened because of FFA or because of that experience. Our floriculture team did really well, but really my favorite part of that, I mean, competing was fun, but it was the experience of learning about different flowers, identifying different varieties, learning to put together a bouquet. I don't think I could do arrangements now, not having that experience back then. We were really poured into by our local florist, Renee at Nebstedt's. And that was just like, to this day, I have that relationship with her.
James has a lot to say.
Courtney, let me reposition him really quick.
Courtney has a really huge support system in her four kids. So while she's going to help James out, I guess I can continue kind of the train of thought that she was talking about. So yeah, learning from a local business, like an actual career, led Courtney to having that interest about flowers. She is researching. When she gets back, we'll talk extensively about, you know, how she learned how to create this cut flower business, how she learned how to monetize this beautiful acreage that she owns. It isn't like this massive size farm, and yet she is able to add value, incorporate her kids, start this business, and create these opportunities that didn't exist before. So it's really fun and inspiring to see. And I guess a few examples in my own life is like, and I had shared this at a speech recently. So I did the public speaking contest in FFA. So I did extemporaneous, I did public speaking, I did job interview. I loved those leadership contests. And yet still today, I am utilizing the skills I learned in FFA, obviously for my career as a speaker. I got to research topics. I got to really from a young age start becoming, you know, an expert in the beef cattle industry. That's what I was so passionate about. And these speeches kind of opened up the opportunity for me to research and learn more and ask questions and have questions asked of me and to have my beliefs challenged and to start studying the political nuances of the business, the genetics, the breeding, the nutrition, all the things. This whole world opened up to me because of things like 4-H, FFA, and Beef Ambassador contests, where I had to research, learn, grow, and be able to articulate the things that I was learning about. Likewise, FFA challenged me to try things I never would have thought I would have tried, like nursery landscape, where you learn how to identify trees and measure out bricks for landscaping. And it was such a cool opportunity. Never thought I would need it in my life. And yet I still use it today on the farm when we're planning out things in the yard. Fun fact, to win that state contest, you got a chainsaw. So I got to take a chainsaw home. Did you win the chainsaw?
I didn't. No, I did so not. Sad. But I think you remind me of that often enough.
So mom life is a tricky deal. It's funny because Courtney and I are navigating this podcast recording through her nap time. So people don't know, Courtney is a quite talented individual. So she's a creative at heart. She loves creating beautiful things for her customers, from the perfect outfit to jewelry for weddings. She's done a lot of weddings. She's done flowers for weddings and events and conferences, even the Red Aspen thing. Like genuinely, when I say I use all the products, and that's like my go-to on the road. She's got these eye masks that I'll wear so that I don't look like I have gotten no sleep, because usually I haven't gotten any sleep. But Courtney is one of those creatives that I love to bounce ideas off of. Life has been very busy lately while I've been fighting this stupid carbon pipeline. And Courtney has single-handedly kept my retail business alive and afloat. So Courtney is handling the customer service questions. She is handling the shipping and managing our shipping crew. She is helping me to get inventory online. And that is yet another diversification of her businesses. And so while she's taking care of James, I just kind of wanted to highlight like why I wanted her on the show is that business and entrepreneurship and agricultural opportunities do not have to look traditional. They don't have to look like grandpa's farm. They don't have to look like what mom and dad always did. They can look totally unexpected. And I'll let Courtney weigh in when she gives me the thumbs up that James is good. But the risks that you take, your willingness to be judged by your peers and your neighbors, be called crazy, be called all kinds of things, your willingness to buck all of that and say, you know what, I'm going to try. And if I try and I fail, oh, well, we will try and do something again the next day. So Courtney, what would you say to all that? What has been some of your secrets in business through all the ups and downs, through swings in the economy, through changes in marketing, to social media algorithms and shadow bans and the works? What
remember that one time we got totally canceled? That was fun.
Yeah, I made one political post.
Wouldn't do that again. Yeah. But just piggybacking off of what you just said. It's like the trials that you go through and putting yourself out there and not being afraid to fail. Like, you know, I tell my husband every day, I fail at something almost every day. Like, look, even this podcast, I have good intentions to be here and show up and help others talking entrepreneurship. But like, kids, they come first. And that's just kind of part of life. You have to be okay with bringing your kids or your family along for the ride. And if it doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go, well, oh well, you try again tomorrow. And that's like, honestly, what you do in business. Like, if you're not trying new things or putting yourself out there, you're never going to grow, right? And isn't that what we all want? Like, we want to do our best. We want to try new things, expand new ideas. Something could be a total bust, and that's okay. That's hopefully you learn a lesson and you figure out how to do something even better. So like with our, you talked a little bit about shipping. I think I heard it's like teamwork makes the dream work. And with the flower thing, you know, I jumped right in. I learned a lot in FFA that I could bring to the table, but honestly, I think like I wanted to start that because of our grandmas. Like both were huge gardeners, and that was like a fun way to honor them. And then like teach my girls about their grandparents. It really is a generational thing, just like the cattle business is. And I think being in agriculture, you do have to think outside of the box sometimes. My husband and I, we live on an acreage, but we don't have cattle lots. So cattle wasn't going to be an option for us. But how could we still be involved in agriculture, even if it's on a smaller scale?
It's definitely worth noting, I would not have gotten through our bull sale without Courtney and her husband, Elliot. So literally the week before the bull sale, when the construction on the building, like we had just added the bathroom and the office, and like Elliot is there. He had made the trips to Menards and Lowe's and he's helping to install everything. Courtney's there helping to set up the retail, helping me to handle all the customers, just taking care of things. I think that's the beautiful thing about family business is
being surrounded by family. Everyone chips in. And when one person in your family is succeeding, you're all succeeding, right?
Right, right. And even I wish Kaylee was on here. So our youngest sister, Kaylee, is also an entrepreneur. So she is multifaceted. Of course, right now she's in Pierre serving as a legislator, as a representative for the state of South Dakota. But when she gets home, she will jump right back into her woodworking business at K. Knowles Designs. She does bookkeeping and record keeping for businesses, including mine. And quite frankly, I've missed her because she's usually my scheduler, my gal that books all my flights and hotels. And
she makes sure you're where you're supposed to be and when and all the things.
She's the only one that has the find my phone on her phone so she can see where I'm at all
when
times.
You're lost at midnight, she's who you call.
pretty much. But that's the blessing of family. If you ever had doubts that you should have more kids, you should have more kids so that your children can grow up to become best friends. You know, Courtney and I talk about this a lot. I think we both want to build this culture in our homes where our children have opportunities to stick around, like economic opportunities to be a part of a family business. But also, we want to create a culture where we spend time together as a family. We go to church together as a family. We have meals together as a family. And our adult children will enjoy being around the family.
You know, it's funny because mom and dad never were like, hey, come back home and hang out with us. But it was because of all that nurturing, that subtle nurturing, the culture they created at home, we all landed back at home because it's truly where we want to be.
Right. You know, it's funny. They kind of told us, get out of here.
They really did.
And here we are. I'm a half mile from home. Hi, mom and dad.
I'm 6 miles from home. Yeah. Hey.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F,
and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
But that's the thing. As kids, we prioritize, and I think about this a lot, like in this culture of having your kids in a million activities, doing all the sleepovers and fun things with your friends over the family. To me, family is the most important. So if I have free time, I want to spend it with my kids. I want to be their friend and cheerleader. I want to nurture them and pour into them. I want to make sure that we're enjoying meals together. I want Sunday church to be non-negotiable. I want them to see that their parents work hard. They work together, and like, life is super hard, but faith carries you through, and that's how you get through life.
And how's that go? It goes God, your spouse, your kids, relatives, and friends. I truly feel like if you have those relationships in that order, everything else will fall into place. Businesses, whatever career you're in, other relationships, if you have those as your foundation and you're rock solid there, everything else is going to be just fine through the ups and downs.
Right. No, totally agree. So I guess tell us a little bit about, you know, how do you pour into those buckets? How do you prioritize making sure you're filling those top priorities and not getting lost in the weeds on other things that maybe don't matter as much in the grand scheme of things?
That's something I've had to work really hard on over the years. I do want to be the person that does it all and does it all well, but to be honest, I don't do it all and I don't do it all well. So it really is prioritizing my to-do list, figuring out what needs to be done today and what won't matter even a month from now, and then just working your way down that list. Obviously, we homeschool, so that's number one every day. But then after that, we really get to pour into our passions and our work and all of those things. And sometimes I think you've been really good at encouraging this of me. Sometimes you have to pass off tasks to others. I really want to do it all myself and do it exactly the way I want to do it. But it's leaning into those that are willing to help you accomplish a goal or a task and let them thrive. You know what I mean? You know, I used to be a one-woman show. My husband and I, we would process orders at 4 a.m. We'd both do our work thing during the day and then package more orders until midnight or whenever they were done. And then after our first baby, we kind of quickly realize like, hey, this isn't going to work long term. We need help. So that was definitely a new stage in our business, a new stepping stone of hiring employees. And the girls that have worked for us, for both of us over the years, they're truly incredible women doing their own big things, but they've always been there for us over, gosh, it was 2017 when we brought on employees. So very grateful for them because I don't think we would have been able to grow without our team. So establishing a well-oiled machine team is like one way to make the wheels turn. So filling up my own cup, finding time for myself. I find attending mass every weekend being like number one. If I don't get that done, the rest of the week just doesn't go the way it's supposed to, right? So making time for God, making time for our family, and then letting everything else fall into place. Yes, things fall through the cracks. You know that well. You can't be everywhere to everyone at all times. So it's prioritizing what and who is most important and then being okay with the things that don't get done. Because as entrepreneurs, our to-do lists are never done, right?
Right, right. Well,
and you cross one thing off and you put 10 more things on your list.
Right. I also think I've had to learn that my yes is important, but my no is even more important. And someone who doesn't know,
so important.
Yeah. And I don't really know how to say no to people, but I've realized when I say yes to something that maybe I haven't discerned or prayed on, or maybe I just don't want to disappoint someone else, that means I'm saying no to what matters.
Your family, like or
and it's when I haven't discerned those decisions that I pay the ultimate price. And I would totally agree that church is so important for me to keep my head on straight. Like, it is the only place in my world, besides maybe the middle of a cattle pasture, but it is the only place where I can shut off my phone.
No one needs you except for maybe the cattle and your family.
Right. But it's like the world that's chaotic and loud, it quiets down. My mind is able to recenter, and I'm able to talk to God and conference with Him. And it does, it resets you for the whole week. And then that helps to shape your business. It helps you to align your values to what you're trying to accomplish. And it really brings good people in your life and also kind of protects you from people who shouldn't be in your life, which are important. So, okay, Courtney, this half hour is going way too fast. And you're like, I haven't gotten to sit and have coffee with my sister in a long time because I'm traveling.
I would love to sit and have coffee. I don't think that's in my
I don't think it's in the cards right now. And that's the thing too. Like, there are also things I desperately wish I had more time for, like spending time with my sisters, spending time with my friends. And it's just a season of life where I've been asked a lot to speak on managing stress in agriculture and in business. And I've told people, my response is probably not what you would expect, because I actually think, you know, people ask us all the time, how do you girls get done what you get done in the day? Well, because instead of trying to have a perfectly balanced and curated day that's not stressful, we lean into those hard times of stress. We learned that growing up on the ranch. And so I believe diamonds are made under pressure, and stress isn't bad and hard isn't bad. And if you're trying to do something that's meaningful and worthwhile, like homeschooling and running a business and having a farm, those things are going to be hard. And if you want an easy life, you will have an easy, simple life. But if you want to do big things, you're going to have to learn to manage the hard. And so, Courtney, how do you manage the hard seasons of life?
Like I just said, leaning into those people that will be there to lift you up. We all have bad days, right? Or hard seasons, or like, I can think of all the things I could be doing. And not juggling a baby on my hip, but this is the most important. Talking and praying with God, like, that has always, always gotten me through a tough season, whether it's been loss of family members, or last year we lost half our flower crop right after planting. And that was hard because there was no starting over. But it's, you know, realizing at the end of the day what is truly important and how you get through those things. Like you said, diamonds are made under pressure, and you have to be okay with showing up messy. This podcast did not go the way I thought it would. I've got a baby on my hip eating a beef stick, and that's just real raw life for you. And I think that's a really prime example of how we get it done.
Well, to add to the chaos, I have to fly out at 5 a.m. in the morning. I needed to punch out all these podcasts today before I go. Just did an hour and a half recording with my guest, Sarah Preston, and the recording didn't save. And you just want to like cry in your Cheerios, right?
But, right. You did the work and the work is gone, but.
Yep. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I genuinely don't feel like doing this today, if I'm being honest. But an entrepreneur shows up to work even when they do not want to.
Right.
And over and over and over again.
You kind of do have to have that discipline. Because can I say every day I want to do work, my businesses? Not always, but you have to have that discipline to say, today is going to be a good day because I'm going to make it a good day.
When you're in retail sales too, it's like the orders don't just come to you. You have to work your business. Mm-hmm. You have to show your inventory. You have to take the pictures. You have to make the Instagram reels. You have to connect with your customers. You have to get their feedback of what they like and what they don't like. And I say that all the time. If I get a shirt in at AmandaRadke.com that I think is like the bee's knees, but nobody buys it, well, then I need to pivot and figure out, well, what is it that they want to buy? And how can I serve my customer in a way that connects with them? I think you've done a really great job over the years, Courtney. It's been amazing to see the evolution of, have we talked about the necklaces at the cattle shows yet?
No, probably not. But, you know, some of the OGs know that's how I started.
Yeah. So tell us, how did you start in the boutique world?
So my entrepreneur life started from a 4-H project. I was hand stringing, hand beading my own jewelry. And then we'd take my little box of jewelry that was probably about like this big, like not very big at all. And we'd all wear the necklaces and we'd go to the cattle shows. Someone offered to buy the necklace right off my neck. And then the rest was really history. I started making jewelry like it was going out of style through college. And if you're not familiar with what kind of jewelry, because that would have been what, 2018? Or 2008, not 2018. Yeah. Man, I'm old. Yep. I don't even know what decade I'm in. That was like the big chunky turquoise stones with the big crosses, or, you know, the big whatever show.
Like the more strands, the better.
Yeah, the more, pile them on. Like now 50 pounds. Now it kind of just makes my neck hurt thinking about it.
But yeah, we were like a little sweatshop in the basement. You, me, and Courtney, like making necklaces.
And ironically, it was Kaylee who showed me how to make the necklaces.
So little baby Kaylee, probably.
We've been a sisterhood of brands, like even from the very beginning. So it's really, so if you don't follow us on Noel Sisters on Instagram, we do highlight all of our businesses together there. And sometimes our worlds collide, you know, we'll make an outfit from shoes from Amanda, the outfit and jeans from me, topped off with jewelry from Amanda. And then like Kaylee's got her gorgeous woodwork for the backdrop. And it's always really fun when we collaborate.
It kind of has been a while since we've collaborated. So maybe this podcast will like kick off a new spirit of collaborative entrepreneurship for our three businesses. We'll get Kaylee home from Pier. We'll get you back in the flower garden. You know, there's a wedding coming up. We need flowers for bridal showers. Kaylee's getting married. So it's just like an exciting world for the Noel sisters right now. And I will be sure to share all of the links in the show notes. But Courtney, any parting words for folks if they are, we didn't even get into like how to start a cup flower
business. This really could be a series. You know, the biggest advice I got in college doing entrepreneurial studies is get that idea, no matter what it is. If you're, you know, if you have a cattle business, not all of your kids are going to be able to come back to that cattle business, but find your own little niche within the niche and run with it. You're going to need a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. And just see where it can go. Start penciling things out. If you have an idea that no one else is doing, or you have an idea that you think you could really hone in on and polish it and make it your own and make it even better than someone else, what's stopping you? I truly love working for myself, and you earn your rewards, right? The harder you work, the more it only benefits you. So like we talked about our days off. It's like, if you're not working, the only person you're hurting is yourself. So why not take a chance on you? Why not bet on yourself? And you just never know what can come from that.
I agree. We could do this all day, Courtney. Our time is running up. So we're going to have to.
Maybe part two, I'll get a babysitter.
Yeah, part two, we'll get a babysitter. But that's life, right? Between the two of us, there's 8 kids. It is chaos. It is fun. And even if we're tired most of the time, I hope it's evident we both love what we do and are very blessed to live a life where we get to pursue our passions. And if I could close out the show today, I would echo what Courtney said, is that you have a passion. You have talents. You have treasures that are unique to you. If you are looking at agriculture right now and wanting to figure out, where is my place in all of this chaos? Where is my place on the farm? There are tasks, there are things within that agricultural enterprise that need your specific skill sets and passions. This is my challenge to you. Take that idea, take your talents, and turn it into a business. If you fail trying, guess what? You will learn, you will grow, you will pivot, and your next business will be even stronger. So with that, thank you, Courtney, for coming on the show. My name is Amanda Radke. This is the heart of Rural America, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Be sure to leave a review if you enjoyed this conversation, and I would love to hear your feedback. Take care.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.